Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
There's an old saying, try to please everyone and you'll end up pleasing no one. With Beyond Extra Herbicide, we think that's a bunch of hooey. Who doesn't want simple and versatile broad-spectrum weed control? I know. No one. Try to please everyone, and you know what you have? A bunch of happy people.
Protecting Clearfield wheat and 18 other crops from over 40 grasses and broadleaf weeds. That's Beyond Extra Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, recent wildfires have devastated Oklahoma's agricultural landscape, leaving producers reeling. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Dr. Amy Hagerman to talk about crucial advice for those affected and available assistance programs.
So walking through the pastures, or, you know, we lost some barns, we lost some pens, we lost some machinery. These were big fires. They were hot fires. And there was a lot of damage done across residential and agricultural areas. But just focusing on agriculture, pictures and video are going to be really important early on. Document those losses, get them into the appropriate organizations, whether that's Farm Service Agency for disaster programs, whether that's your crop insurance agent if you happen to have some cropping losses, whether that's your insurance company if it's a barn or something that's covered under insurance. Get those documents in quickly, get their losses reported quickly.
Hagerman gave this advice on loss of livestock.
Focusing on cattle for the moment, because so much of this time of year is grassland. First of all, if you lost cattle or any other kind of livestock in the fire, commercial livestock, then there's a program called the Livestock Indemnity Program that can be used to help pay up to 75% of the market value of those cattle losses. Now, this is a unique program in that it's not just the cattle that died in the fire, but if you had cattle that had injuries that they had to be euthanized, they're also eligible for that program. Or if they had injuries where they had to be culled from the herd, they're also eligible for this program. If you can recoup some market value by selling them as cull cows, then you can actually still get some money there, but it'll be the difference between what you got at the sale barn and what that program would actually pay. So that's the Livestock Indemnity Program. It's through the Farm Service Agency. You need to get in, again, a notice of loss, get that in place, and start collecting that documentation for that program. Now, if you're talking about, if you got the cattle out, and I hope you did, got them on some green wheat or something, but you had damage to fence lines or to your pastures, or even loss of some hay, then if we're talking about fence lines, it's the Emergency Conservation Program. This program is unique in that it isn't full-time available. You have to request it from your Farm Service Agency office. They put in a request and they tell the state office, hey, we want to activate ECP in our county. They get permission to activate that program in their county, and then they can start accepting applications.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Amy Hagerman, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.